I'm Helen Chickering. Tornadoes aren't common here in western North Carolina, but they are in the southeast. And when they strike, they tend to be more destructive and deadly. Some students at UNC Asheville are part of a national research effort to help figure out why southeastern storms are so lethal and how to better protect communities.
Third down and goal.
It was just minutes into the NFC Championship game.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
The Atlanta Falcons against the Green Bay Packers in the Georgia Dome.
Touchdown will stand.
When a warning popped up on television screens across the southeast.
This is a serious situation. We're talking about possibility of a tornado.
You can hear the urgency in meteorologist Andrew Gorton's voice as he shared the forecast on WALB, the NBC affiliate in Albany, Georgia, about 180 miles south of Atlanta.
Seek shelter. Watch us on your phone. Do not stick by a TV.
16 people were killed in the series of deadly tornadoes that tore through the Albany area that Sunday afternoon. Chris Godfrey arrived on the scene just days later.
At one point, I had to stop and just look around and realize where I was in the middle of a disaster area, and it's humbling.
Godfrey is a professor of atmospheric sciences at UNC Asheville. He and a team of student researchers spent several days combing through the debris and studying the landscape.
Every homeowner we encountered was very nice, and they were happy to share their stories with us. People were also surprisingly willing to let us poke around their yards in the name of science.
The science is part of a federally funded research program called Vortex Southeast. The goal? Help improve extreme weather forecasting and warnings by identifying environmental factors that affect the formation, intensity, and path of severe weather.
Some meteorologists say, no, the same thing happens everywhere to make tornadoes. On the other hand, we've got a unique set of surface characteristics, like hills and trees and a particular concentration of mobile homes or types of structures. The structures may not be built as well.
By examining the aftermath, Godfrey's team is trying to figure out how those unique surface characteristics impact the level of damage caused by tornadoes.
One of the other facets that we're looking at that's related to this is that we want to investigate how the surroundings influence a risk to a particular home. For example, trees could shelter a house and reduce the wind speed near the ground, but that doesn't help much if the trees are so close that they then fall on the house. And we saw this in the Radium Springs neighborhood in Albany, Georgia. Most of the major damage to homes was from falling trees and wasn't directly caused by the wind. One house in particular was sliced completely in half by a falling tree, but it only had a few shingles that were lost due to the wind.
Sophomore Alex Flint was part of the field team.
It really hits you of how big and how strong tornadoes are when they get into heavy populated communities.
While the scene was dramatic, the work was tedious. Flint spent most of the time studying tree damage, tagging the location, species, and fall direction of trees, and mapping building damage.
A good amount of time we walked around the community and we tried to piece out where certain debris came from.
By following the debris path, the researchers hope to learn more about the role of weaker structures like mobile homes, which often break apart and are blown into other structures, causing more damage than the wind alone.
We surveyed one spot with three houses, and I walked over 10.5 miles around these three houses, simply taking pictures of debris with the camera that geotags the coordinates of these.
Those pictures and other information will be used to create detailed maps of the tornado aftermath and will be compared to images of the same areas before the storm. Junior Sam O'Donnell is using Google Earth to create those before models.
That's kind of a weird thing to be looking at because I'm looking at a structure that is there as of now and I'm mapping it out, but in reality, you know that maybe the structure's not even there.
We are awash in data, but by the end of this year, we hope to be able to use the information we collect to find ways to make communities safer.
By uncovering the unique characteristics of southeastern tornadoes.
This is a dangerous situation.
For WCQS News, I'm Helen Chickering.
Heavy wind. We've got a tornado warning on this storm here, and you can already hear the rain start picking up here. And